Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. The National Library of Scotland holds a manuscript from the first half of the 16th century that is the largest surviving collection of Scottish sacred polyphony of the time. Within it are all the known works of the composer Robert Carver, who was also the copyist of the manuscript, which interestingly contains nearly twice as many pieces that are unascribed. One of them is a mass with the wonderfully catchy title Missa Horrendo Subdenda Rotarum Machinamento, which we'll hear later in the program on our featured release, Hyperion's 2021 Music for the King of Scots by the Mashua Consort, directed by Andrew Kirkman.
Thank you.
The Collegium Aureum played three dances by Pierre Attignon, a tourdillon, a pavane, and a galliard, on their 1962 recording, Music from the Renaissance, a wonderful early example of early music performance that turned a considerable number of people on to early music. The National Library of Scotland in Edinburgh is a safe haven for a manuscript that has seen difficult days. No gold, little decoration apart from large red initials. Some pages stuck together, others missing, but 27 pieces survive reasonably well, most of them not found anywhere else. Long known as the Scone Antiphonary, it was laid out in choir book format, with individual parts written on different parts of the page. More than half of the book's contents are pieces by Robert Carver, and it's entirely likely that Carver himself was the copyist during the first half of the 16th century, so the book has been redubbed the Carver Choir Book. Early music aficionados will smile patiently upon hearing that we know almost nothing about Robert Carver. He entered holy orders at the Augustinian Abbey at Scone when he was 16. We know that he signed a document in 1568, and we know precious little else about the intervening years, but perhaps his music will give us a hint. Let's hear what is probably Carver's best-known piece, having appeared in a modern edition in 1959. Here, Carver sets a traditional Latin hymn as an epic 12.5-minute motet in 19 parts, O Bona Jesu.
Thank you.
Capella Nova, directed by Alan Taverner, sang Robert Carver's O Bona Jesu on their recording Robert Carver Volume 1, and indeed they have recorded Carver's complete known works. Carver also does smaller-scale pieces. His four-part Missa La Marmée, which may date from around 1520, is one of many masses based on the famous French popular song La Marmée, but Carver's is the only British example. Smaller scale writing, but still very challenging vocally.
Thank you.
That was the Gloria from Carver's Missa La Marmé, this time from Capella Nova's Robert Carver Volume 2. Alan Taverner is the director. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to music from the Carver Choir Book. Near Robert Carver's Missa La Marmé in our choir book, we encounter Guillaume Dufay's well-known Missa C'est la Fête Saipale, dating from a century before, around the 1430s. Let's bathe in its flowing Kyrie, performed by singers and instrumentalists of Cantica Sinfonia.
Thank you.
Giuseppe Maletto directed Cantica Sinfonia in the Kyrie from Dufay's Missa Sela Fasai Pal on their 2014 release, The Masses for 1453. Let's return now to Robert Carver for a piece that appears in the manuscripts near that first gigantic motet we heard at the beginning. This is the Sanctus, and I emphasize only the Sanctus without its attendant Benedictus for the sake of time, from a 10-part mass that Carver mentions he wrote when he was 23.
Oh.
the ornate Sanctus from Robert Carver's Missa Dum Sacrum Mysterium was sung by the Sixtine, directed by Harry Christophers, on music of the Scottish Renaissance. Wow, young Carver was certainly out to prove himself, don't you think? And wasn't this just around the time that, in contrast, the Council of Trent was demanding that liturgical music be simplified? Interesting. We turn now to our featured release this hour, the 2021 Hyperion recording, Music for the King of Scots, by the Binchois Consort, directed by Andrew Kirkman. Nearly all the polyphony on their recording is drawn from our manuscript, the Carver Choir Book, but there's not a single piece by Robert Carver, at least not as far as we know, for even though Carver is the copyist, the mass at the center of the recording is unattributed. A great deal of research has gone into this recording, notably an attempt to recreate, virtually, the architecture, interior decoration, and acoustics of a Scottish chapel in which James IV spent a good bit of time, and then recording the music into this virtual space. We'll include a link in our web post with more information about this project, but in the meantime, let's listen to this anonymous yet character-filled music.
Sanctus.
the Sanctus and Benedictus from the anonymous Missa Horrendo Subdenda Rotarum Machinamento, the centerpiece of the Banchois Consort CD Music for the King of Scots. The Mass is based on a responsory for St. Catherine of Alexandria, a virgin martyr second only to the Mother of Christ on the medieval list of most venerated women. The Latin title's terrible machinery of wheels refers to the spiked breaking wheel on which the teenage Catherine was condemned to death, but which shattered at her touch, leaving a furious emperor with no choice but to behead her. There are legendary reasons that Catherine is associated with Scotland, and the anonymous Mass is now thought to be one of the oldest surviving Mass cycles of Scottish origin. We'll end with the Agnus Dei of this hauntingly strange Mass.
Thank you.
The Banchois Consort, directed by Andrew Kirkman, sang the Agnus Dei of the Missa Horrendo Subdendo Rotarum Machinamento on our featured release, the 2021 Hyperion recording, Music for the King of Scots. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, and you can follow our Facebook page by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.